Chapter 20, The Response of an Aroused Conscience. A decided advancement in spirituality, piety, charity, and activity has been made as the result of the special meetings in the church. Discourses were preached on the sin of robbing God in tithes and offerings. Many confess that they had not paid tithes for years, and we know that God cannot bless those who are robbing Him, and that the church must suffer in consequence of the sins of its individual members. There are a large number of names on our church books, and if all would be prompt in paying an honest tithe to the Lord, which is His portion, the treasury would not lack for means. As the sin of robbing God was presented, the people received clearer views of their duty and privilege in this matter. One brother said that for 2 years he had not paid his tithes, and he was in despair, but as he confessed his sin, he began to gather hope. "What shall I do?" he asked. I said, "Give your note to the treasurer of the church, that will be businesslike." He thought that was a rather strange request, but he sat down, and began to write, "For value received, I promise to pay." He looked up, as if to say, "Is that the proper form in which to write out a note to the Lord?" "Yes," he continued, "for value received. Have I not been receiving the blessings of God day after day? Have not the angels guarded me? Has not the Lord blessed me with all spiritual and temporal blessings? For value received, I promise to pay the sum of $571.50 to the church treasurer." After doing all he could do on his part, he was a happy man. In a few days he took up his note, and paid his tithe into the treasury. He had also made a Christmas donation of $125. Another brother gave a note for $1,000, expecting to meet it in a few weeks, and another gave a note for $300.